This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello. And welcome to This Day in History, brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Immelt explores his time at the helm of one of the world's largest companies, from navigating a post-9/11 world to the 2008 financial crisis and more. Buy your copy today. Here's what happened on February 23rd. As millions of Americans await their turn to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, we look back to this day in 1954, when a group of Pittsburgh schoolchildren became the first recipients of the polio vaccine. Before Jonas Salk developed the polio vaccine, the devastating and highly contagious disease infected thousands annually, causing muscle deterioration, paralysis, and even death. Surprising fact, the most famous victim of a 1921 polio outbreak in the U.S. was future President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was then a young politician. The disease spread quickly, leaving his legs permanently paralyzed. Roosevelt later helped found the March of Dimes, a nonprofit that funded the development of the polio vaccine. Also on this day in history, in 1940, singer Arlo Guthrie wrote This Land Is Your Land. And in 1945, photographer Joe Rosenthal famously captured a photo of U.S. Marines raising a flag on Iwo Jima. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.